U.S. greater than the Taplai cluster, how the biggest COVID-19 cluster in Malaysia started and ended in 4 months, World of Buzz Home News Current Affairs Social Stories Society People Features Lifestyle Travel Food Events and Places Beauty and Fashion Tech Culture Music Relationships Film and TV Sports Opinion Videos Munch Advertise Contribute an article. Contact Connect with us World of Buzz The Taplai Cluster, how the biggest COVID-19 cluster in Malaysia started and ended in 4 months news. The Taplai Cluster, how the biggest COVID-19 cluster in Malaysia started and ended in 4 months. Video, motorcyclist in KL gets angry and throws punches after another rider almost knocks him. Visitors at Bukit Kiara are pooping and leaving tissue on the hiking trails, TRAKS releases PSA. Sri Lanka Rangers spot possible rare baby elephant twins. Couple gets swept away by massive waves during their wedding photo shoot at the beach. Current Affairs Social Stories Society. Meet Rashida, the talented Malaysian who reports news in Mandarin. 11 things that only interns will relate to during their internship journey. This pet shelter is selling homemade pet treats to support the Furkids' medical bills. 13 things only students who went to public universities can relate to. 3 young Malaysians win gold medals at international event for creating a soil invention tool. People features lifestyle. Fireflies dance alone as annual festival in Japan gets cancelled due to COVID-19. Looking for a relaxing staycation near KL? This hotel might be for you. You can now make your own steamboat with Family Mart's DIY combo. Wab tries, we bought a pan of fudgy brownies for only ₹50 and it was so worth it. Study, teenagers who stay up late at night have a higher risk of asthma and allergies. Travel food events and places beauty and fashion tech culture. Have you ever wondered why you can't stop eating popcorn during a movie? Here's why. This cinema in Terengganu doesn't allow men and women to sit together and here's why. Want a calming, aesthetic, plant-filled Instagram feed? Follow these 4 accounts. Here's why Kanye West would be a way better president than Donald Trump. Blackpink's How You Like That music video receives backlash after using Hindu god in a scene. Music relationships film and TV sports opinion. Should victims be blamed for sexual harassment when even religious clothing is sexualized? Al Jazeera making false claims against Malaysia, frontliner who treated immigrants speaks out. Stop victim blaming and promoting rape culture in Malaysia. Videos. Alexander 23 spins the Malaysian wheel. Chup. Ratatouille makes wonton mee. Black lives in Malaysia. What is racism like for you? One Malaysia plays, left 4 dead 2. Chup. More Malaysians infected with dengue than COVID-19? Munch share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. The Sri Petaling Taplai Cluster, also known as the biggest COVID-19 cluster in Malaysia, came to an end yesterday, the 8th of July, after it was reported that there are no longer any active cases from this group. The Taplai Cluster posed as one of the largest threats to the pandemic situation in Malaysia for nearly 4 months. It was responsible for 3,375 positive cases, 87 ICU patients, 34 deaths and 17 subclusters. While we're breathing a sigh of relief now that it's over, here's a look back at how it all started. Where it all began, from the 27th of February to the 3rd of March 2020, a religious gathering was held in the Sri Petaling Mosque, Kuala Lumpur and involved over 16,000 attendees. 14,500 of those attendees were Malaysian while the rest were foreigners. Just a week after the gathering took place, the first COVID-19 cluster was announced on the 11th of March 2020 by Case 131 and Case 136, as detailed by a report from KKM. The cluster was deemed to have most likely spread from international waters to the local community due to large gatherings which enabled others to come into close contact with positive COVID-19 patients. While the initial cluster cases were discovered in Pahang and Negeri Sembilan, the spread of COVID-19 via these clusters soon became nationwide. The affected population, right up to the last active day of the Taplai cluster, 42,023 individuals who attended the gathering were tested. 3,375 of whom tested positive, which makes up for 38.9% of all positive COVID-19 cases in Malaysia. As many as 87 patients had to go under ICU treatment, with 29 of them requiring respiratory equipment to breathe properly. Sadly, 34 deaths, 28.1% of COVID-19 deaths in Malaysia, resulted from this cluster. 31 of the deceased were Malaysians, while the remaining 3 were foreigners. The most affected demographic were men, 30 deaths, and those aged between 60 to 69 years old, 12 deaths. The infographics of people affected by the Tablai cluster. The cases traced back to the Tablai cluster and its sub-clusters were detected in 7 states and involved 2,550 Malaysians and 825 non-Malaysians from 28 different countries. However, there was still some good news. A large majority, 64.8%, of these cluster cases were not symptomatic, and as of right now, as many as 3,341 individuals have been cured, bringing the recovery rate to 98.9%. The road to full recovery. While the road to recovery wasn't easy, authorities took necessary action to contain the spread of the virus as best as they could. The government conducted active case detection for targeted groups within these clusters, including those who came into close contact with attendees of the Tablai gathering and TAFES students. Strict regulation for international borders also prevented the spread of more imported COVID-19 cases. Health Director General Dr. Noor Hisham. Now that 4 months have passed since the first detection of the cluster, yesterday marked the end of the 28th day in which the last cluster day was reported, the 11th of June. Health Director General Dr. Noor Hisham said, "Today, the 8th of July, marks an important day in our country. This achievement was achieved by KKM and other agencies who have worked together to contain the spread of COVID-19 from this cluster. KKM thanks all parties involved for their contribution and committed service to achieve this milestone. We've come a long way, but it's not over yet. Our next celebration will be when Malaysia is declared COVID-19 free." Also read, new COVID-19 cluster in Sepang, may be due to Hari Raya visits.
Source,
MSN source, NST source, KKM source, NST share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Contribute an article, advertise. Contact Terms of Service Privacy Policy. Part of the INFLUASIA network. Copyright 2020 World of Buzz. All rights reserved. You have reached the end of this story.